Okay, I hope everyone can hear me. This is Russ Housley. I'm the chair of the SSR2 review team. And we recently sent our draft report out for public comment. So we wanted to take this time and let everybody know what's going on there and point you basically to parts of the document that you may find interesting. Next slide. So this slide has the links to the draft report and the public comment announcement. The public comment period will end on March 4th, so hopefully talking now will give you plenty of time to submit your comments. Next slide. When we were trying to decide what to do, we looked at the bylaws, of course, to figure out what we were required to do. And there was three things that we were required to do. Those turned into work stream 1, 2, and 3. That is, we need to assess the implementation and impact of the recommendations of SSR1. We needed to look at SSR issues within ICANN, and we needed to look at SSR issues within the DNS. And then we may look at future challenges, and we chose to do some of those as part of our workstream 4. Next slide. This is a list of all of the people on the review team. And you can see that we've got a spread from all over the world and different parts of ICANN. And thank you much to everyone who's done all the hard lifting. Next slide. This is where we are in the process. We've assembled a review team. We planned the review. We conducted the review. And that review draft is now out for public comment. We plan to process those public comments during the upcoming Cancun meeting to produce the final report. Next slide. In putting together our recommendations, once we had them all in draft form, we used SurveyMonkey to figure out what the prioritization to include was. And basically, you can see from this scatter plot that there was a grouping in the upper right and a grouping in the lower left. Since we had already eliminated, through our own process, any recommendation that was not tied to the ICANN strategic plan, we were not surprised to see that all of the importances were greater than 80, and all of the importance levels, the urgency levels, were greater than 60. So basically, this turned the recommendations related to the upper right of the scatter diagram into our high priority, and the ones in the lower left to medium. Next slide, please. So I want to quickly go through the recommendations. I don't have the text for each of the recommendations on the slides. Rather, I have a pointer into the report where you can go see all the context for it. But I have a brief description related to the recommendations so that you could decide which ones you're interested in and want to go read more about. So the first thing we did is review the implementation of the SSR1 recommendations. There were 28 of them. We asked ourselves whether those were still relevant, and we found 27 of those were still relevant. And so we looked at those, and we found that for the most part, they were in a, something had been done, but we didn't consider them fully implemented. So we made a recommendation that the work continue and finish those. And in 7 cases, we decided that we should go further than where SSR 1 had gone, and we made a supplemental or additional recommendation. Next slide. So the first one is basically just ICANN.org should continue the work it started to implement SSR 1, and that is a high priority in the scatter diagram that I showed earlier. Next slide. So regarding SSR 1 recommendation 9, which was to implement an information security management system and get security certifications, we felt that further work was necessary. In particular, we suggested work related to the certifications and then getting audits. And you can find that on page 23 of the draft report. Next slide. And regarding SSR 1 recommendations 12, 15, and 16, which had to do with the SSR strategy and framework, metrics and vulnerability disclosures, we felt that it would be important to have best practice developed here, and we talk about that on page 24 of our report. Next slide. Regarding SSR 1 recommendations 20 and 22, which was about budget transparency for SSR-related items, we felt that there needed to be more clarity about where ICANN was spending money on SSR-related things, and so we're calling for improved clarity there. And you can see more about that on page 24. Next slide. And regarding SSR recommendation 27, which is about risk management, we felt that there was a need to improve the risk management framework. And this actually ties a little bit to the entire result for Workstream 2. And you can read more about that on page 25. Next slide. So recommendation 6. Is the first one that's totally ours. And basically, we recommend creating a position responsible for both strategic and tactical security and risk management. We think that this should be a direct report to the CEO, that is an executive in the C-suite. So that is our a high priority recommendation. And you can see more about that on page 27. Recommendation 7 is related to the previous one. We want to see further development of a security risk management. And in particular, we think the person responsible for this needs to report to that C-suite position to develop the risk management framework. And we think it very much should follow ISO 31,000, which is all about risk management. And you can see more about that on page 28. Our recommendation 8 has to do with business continuity. Again, we think this should report to that C-suite position. Develop a best practice for both ICANN and for PTI operations based on ISO 22301, and then have that regularly audited by an external audit just to make sure that the business continuity is all in place. And you can see pages 29 and 30 for more on that. Recommendation 9, again, fits into that. We believe should report to that same C-suite position. Is related to disaster recovery. And here we think the relevant international standard is ISO 27031. And again, the disaster recovery plan should cover both ICANN and PTI operations and be regularly audited by an external auditor. And you can see more about this on page 30. Next is recommendation 10. We want to improve the framework to define and measure registrar and registry compliance. This is the first recommendation in the third work stream. Basically, we want to improve compliance with WHOIS / RDS obligations via contracts and SLAs. This is more available on pages 37 and 38 on this high priority recommendation. Recommendation 11 is about leading efforts to evolve definitions around abuse and enable reporting against those definitions. We don't believe that work in this space should stop while these definitions are being developed, but we do think it's really important that the community come to consensus on the term DNS abuse. So starting with the existing definitions is our recommendation, and you can see more about this on page 38. Next is recommendation 12. Basically, we want to resolve access issues for external parties, such as law enforcement, to get to the WHOIS and RDS information. We realize that is going to require some community discussion, and you can read more about that on page 39. Recommendation 13, we want to improve the overall effectiveness and utility of the Domain Abuse Activity Reporting Program, or DAR. We have more about that on page 39. And recommendation 14 is about collecting, analyzing, and publishing pricing data. We know that this is information that the community's been asking for in order to enable a rigorous analysis of the relationship between payments for domains and security threats and abuses. So we're asking for that data to be collected, and you can read more about that in page 39. Recommendation 15. It's about making SSR requirements mandatory within contracts. Basically, we want to enhance the contracts with registrars and registries to provide incentives to help mitigate DNS abuse. And read more about that on page 40. Recommendation 16 is to create pricing incentives to contracted parties that do help mitigate abuse and security threats. We think ICANN should offer these incentives so that more people are pulling in the same direction to thwart this problem. And you can read more about that on pages 40 and 41. Recommendation 17, we believe there should be a central abuse reporting portal. While we realize that some information that would get reported is probably a vector for denial of service attacks, at the same time, we think that it's more important that it be clear to the community where to make such reports, even if some of them need to be marked as there was no action needed. You can read more about that on page 41. Next slide. Recommendation 18. We want to ensure that ICANN compliance activities are neutral and effective. And we think that an audit of all compliance activity by a neutral third party is important, and that should measure against appropriate SLAs. Again, more information is in the report, page 41. Recommendation 19 is an update on handling abusive names. Basically, continue the activities to define and measure misleading naming and include that data in DAR when it reaches a level that one would consider to be abuse. More about that on pages 42 and 43. Next slide. Recommendation 20. We think that there's work been started to develop a DNS regression test suite. We think that work should continue and get finished. And there's more about that on page 43. Next slide. Recommendation 21. There's a bunch of information already from SSAC regarding DNSSEC key rollover. We think that those should be pulled together and to establish a formal KSK rollover process that's well documented and available to everyone. And more about that on page 45. Recommendation 22 is to establish baseline security practices for root server operations. This is basically to provide key performance indicators for root servers. Next slide. Recommendation 23. We want to accelerate the implementation of the next generation of the RZMS. We know that the development is already underway, but we want to increase the urgency to getting this done. And there's more about that on page 47. Recommendation 24, create a list of statistics and metrics around the operational status of the unique identifier system. Basically, we would like to see a public list of statistics and metrics to support all of this so that researchers can do apples to apples comparisons. And more about that on page 48. Recommendation 25 is to ensure the centralized zone file data access is consistently available. Basically, we're just saying implement SSAC 97. See pages 48 and 49 for that. Recommendation 26 is regarding around the eBurl process, which is the emergency backend registry operator process. We want to document, improve, and test. There have been, we recognize, a small number of tests of this system, but we think it needs to be worked through and automated to the greatest extent, possible, so that those when it is needed, everything works quickly. And next slide. Recommendation 27. We want to update the DPS, which is the document that talks about the DNSSEC key management to handle the not just the rollover of keys, but the rollover of algorithms, because we think either elliptic curve or some form of quantum resistant digital signature will be coming in the future. And so we want to prepare for that transition. There's more about that on page 53. Recommendation 28, we want to develop a report on the frequency of name collisions and propose a solution. We want to better understand the frequency and the nature of name collisions before we have another GTLD round. Next slide. Recommendation 29. We want to focus on privacy and SSR measurements and improve policies based on those measurements. This there's a bunch of new technologies coming along, such as the DOE or DNS over HTTPS, and we want to understand how this is affecting the privacy protection. And more about that on page 56. Recommendation 30. We think that it's worth investing in staying informed on the academic research on SSR-related issues. Basically, we provided a list of conferences where these topics are talked about, and we think that they should be watched. And when something useful is seen there, bring it back to the ICANN community. More on that on page 57. Recommendation 31 is also related to DOE, which we just talked about. We think there should be a independent investigation around the implications of DOE, and so that we can all be informed on that and have a fact-based discussion. Next slide. So in addition to those 31 recommendations, we have a bunch of other things in the report. Definitions, acronyms, suggestions. Those are different than recommendations in that they are things we think ICANN org should do to make future reviews go more smoothly and be easier to complete. We documented the process and methodology that we used. We have removed the findings related to each of the SSR1 implementations into an appendix. And we quoted text from the bylaws, so it's very clear what we did and why we did it. And we're building a table for the alignment of specific SSR2 recommendations to those bylaws and other research data on DNS trends and abuses back there as well. Next slide. So I know I went through that really quick. It was kind of a monologue. I hope that you found something in there interesting that you want to go read that, at least that portion of the report. Is there, this time I'd like to open it for questions. I'm not seeing any hands. Brenda, are you?
I see no hands, Russ.
Well, there's no questions, then I guess we're done. Okay, thank you all for your time. Please read the report and submit public comment.
Thanks, everyone.